What if I told you that the college savings account you've been faithfully funding for your child, the 529 plan, has been quietly holding a tax-free superpower this entire time? Not a tax trick, not a loophole you need a lawyer to explain. A provision built directly into federal law passed in 2002, effective since 2024, that lets you roll unused 529 money into a Roth IRA for your child. How much? It's more than you think, and it's tax-free and penalty-free. Most parents have never heard of this, and many financial advisors haven't even mentioned it. And today, we're going to dive into this particular feature in your child's 529 plan. This is Brian. I've been a fiduciary financial advisor for over 25 years, and my job is to make sure you know what your money can actually do, not just what was originally set up to do. So stay with me, because by the end of this episode, you're going to see your child's 529 plan in a completely different light. So why does this matter now? Here's the problem that Congress was trying to solve when they passed the Secure Act 2.0. And honestly, it's one I've seen in my clients' lives for years. Parents do the right thing. They open a 529 plan when the baby comes home from the hospital. They contribute faithfully year after year. And then one of three things happens. Maybe their child earns a scholarship. Maybe their child skips college altogether and goes into the trades, which is a perfectly wonderful decision. Or maybe they simply oversaved. And now there's money sitting in the 529 plan with nowhere to go. Before Secure Act 2.0, you had three choices. Use it for education expenses, pay a 10% penalty plus taxes to take the money out, or roll it into another family member's 529 plan. But there's a fourth option, and it's probably the best available move you have for your child's long-term future. You can roll that unused money into a Roth IRA in your child's name, up to $35,000 over their lifetime. And here's why that number matters. A 22-year-old who receives $35,000 in a Roth IRA invested in the market at a historical average return of 10% annually will have approximately $560,000 by the time they're 62. Every dollar tax-free, no required minimum distributions, no capital gains, completely tax-free. That's not how much you make, it's about how much you keep. And in this case, your child keeps every single dollar of that growth for their future. But there's five rules you need to know. Before you rush out to call your advisor or look up on your brokerage account, let's talk about the rules, because this provision has five specific qualifying requirements. And as a fiduciary, my job is to make sure you understand all of them, not just the exciting headline. Rule number one, the 15-year rule. 529 account must have been open for at least 15 years before you can begin rolling money into the Roth IRA. This isn't a new account strategy. It rewards parents who are intentional early on. If you opened a 529 plan for your newborn and they're now 16, you're already in that window. Rule number two, the $35,000 is a lifetime cap. This is the maximum amount across the beneficiary's entire lifetime that can be rolled from a 529 plan into a Roth IRA, not per year, lifetime. That's important to understand. It's a one-time gift, not a reoccurring strategy, so use it wisely. Number three, annual Roth IRA contribution limits apply. And here's where it gets a little nuanced. Even though the lifetime cap is $35,000, you can't move it all in 1 year. The rollover is still subject to the annual Roth contribution limit, $7,000 in 2025, and that limit continues to go up over time. That means the full $35,000 will take a minimum of 5 years to transfer. Think of it as a 5-year runway for planting some seeds for your child's future. Rule number four, the earned income requirement. Your child must have earned income in the year of the rollover, at least equal to the amount being transferred. So if you're rolling over $7,000 in a given year, your child needs to have earned at least $7,000 from work that particular year. This aligns perfectly with the stage of life when most kids are working their first jobs, building their careers, and are in exactly the right position to start building wealth. And this gives them an opportunity to get a jump start. Rule number five, the 5-year contribution window. Any contributions made to the 529 plan within the last 5 years and any earnings on those contributions are not eligible for rollover. The funds must have been in the account for at least 5 years. So this isn't something you can front load at the last minute. That's what I thought when I first heard this rule. But long-term consistent contributions are the key. So these are the five rules, and every single one of them rewards the parent who thought ahead, contributed consistently, and opened that 529 plan early. If that's you, then this strategy is going to work really well to help give your kids a jump start. But let's look at the math and real numbers. Let me paint you the full picture with real numbers, because this is where the story gets really exciting. Imagine a parent who opened a 529 plan for their daughter. Let's call her Olivia. The day she was born, they contributed $150 a month every month for 18 years. By the time Olivia graduates high school, there's roughly $75,000 in that account. She earns a partial scholarship. College costs come to $40,000 total. That leaves $35,000 still sitting in the 529. Before the Secure Act 2.0, that surplus creates a financial headache. After Secure Act 2.0, that $35,000 is the foundation of Olivia's jumpstart to retirement. Over 5 years, starting the year, Olivia turns 22 and begins her career. Her parents roll $7,000 per year into a Roth IRA in her name. By age 27, $35,000 has been transferred, and it starts to compound at an assumed rate of 10%. By age 62, that $35,000 has grown to over $560,000 tax-free. But here's the piece I want you to hold on to. That's just the seed money. If Olivia continues contributing to her Roth IRA on her own, even modest amounts, that trajectory changes dramatically. We're talking about a seven-figure tax-free retirement, funded in part by the 529 account her parents started on day one. So it's not about how much you make. Every dollar saved is a soldier working for your freedom, and in this case, for your child's freedom. Here's where I want to be completely straight with you, because that's what a fiduciary does. This strategy is ideal if you have overfunded a 529 plan with a clear surplus. If the account has been open for more than 15 years, and if your child is entering the workforce and has earned income, it's a great strategy and solves a problem that used to have no good answer. But here's who should pause before acting. If your child is still in middle school or high school and college is coming up, don't touch the 529 plan. Use it for what it was designed for. The last thing you want to do is start rolling money out and realize 2 years later you need it for tuition. If your child is in a graduate or professional degree program, medical school, law school, their education expenses may well exceed that full 529 balance, so let it run. And if the 529 plan has only been open for a few years, patience is your strategy. Park the money, let time do its work, and revisit the conversation in year 15. Also, I want to be clear that the IRS guidance on some of the specifics of this provision is still being refined. As with any tax advantage strategy, implementation matters. Talk to a fiduciary financial advisor, someone legally bound to act in your best interest before you make this move. The framework is clear, but the execution should be personalized to your family's specific situation. So let's talk about this around the momentous decision framework. In my book, Momentous Decisions, I talk about the idea that wealth isn't built in dramatic overnight moves. It's built through a series of small, intentional choices compounded over time. The choice to open a 529 plan the week your child was born, the choice to contribute $100 a month even when the money was tight, the choice to pay attention when a new law creates an opportunity most people will never know about. That's the difference between families who arrive at retirement with options and the families that arrive with regret. Secure Act 2.0 didn't give your child a windfall. You did. By being intentional. The law just gave that intentionality a new runway. So let's wrap this up with a 5-minute challenge for this week. Pull out your 529 account statement and answer these three questions. Number one, when was this account open? Is it at least 15 years old? Two, what is the current balance? And do you have a reasonable estimate of the remaining education costs? If there's a potential surplus of $35,000 or more, this provision may be directly relevant to you. And three, how old is the beneficiary? And are they approaching the age where they have earned income? If you're checking yes to all three, put a note on the calendar to connect with your financial advisor before the end of the year. The rollover is executed in calendar years, and planning ahead gives you maximum flexibility. If you found today's episode valuable, share it with one parent who's been faithfully contributing to a 529 plan. They may not know this exists. That is a momentous decision, passing along the right information at the right time. And once again, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you next week.